From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin urged ulemas in Indonesian regions to take AstraZeneca shots. And the second is meeting Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin, UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab affirms cooperation to deal with COVID-19. Now the news in detail. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin appealed to all ulemas in the regions across Indonesia to take AstraZeneca shots in a bid to reassure the public of the vaccine's safety. As reported by Antara News Agency, during a visit to the COVID-19 vaccination drive for members and staff of the Indonesian Ulema Council MUI in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 7th, where the AstraZeneca shots were distributed, he stated that the vaccine's use will be encouraged in the council's chapters in other regions, including provinces, cities, regencies, and districts, to put to rest any doubts arising among the public. Hence, Vice President Amin noted at the MUI headquarters in Jakarta that no further doubts will linger in the minds of the people over its efficacy. Moreover, the inoculation using the AstraZeneca shots for ulemas at the MUI headquarters aims to offer a sense of safety and security to the people regarding the vaccine developed in Britain. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab met Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin to affirm the cooperation of the two countries in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. In a meeting with Minister Budi Gunadi in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 7th, UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab stated that defeating the pandemic is a global effort which needs innovation, partnership, and determination, and the UK leads the effort. As reported by Antara News Agency, he said that Britain has committed to providing €1.3 billion, or around 26 trillion rupiahs, to end the COVID-19 pandemic as soon as possible, including €829 million, or around 16.5 trillion rupiahs, for the development and distribution of new vaccines, treatments, and tasks. Meanwhile, Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin revealed that a pandemic cannot be ended with only one country that acts alone. It requires joint and strong collaboration from all countries. Success in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the prerequisites to the development of the new Indonesian capital in East Kalimantan Province. Minister of National Development Planning Suharto Monoarfa, during an online interview with Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday, April 7th, said that several requirements must be fulfilled before developing the new capital city. One of them is how the government deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. The key performance indicator of success is a decline in the number of people contracting the coronavirus. He also informed a flattening of the curve of COVID-19 cases is one of the prerequisites to the development of the new capital city. He added that the government is striving to achieve the target of inoculating 1 million people per day as part of efforts to build herd immunity. State-owned mining firm PT Aneka Tambang or Antam has decided to disburse 399 billion rupiahs or 35% of its last year's net profits of 1.14 trillion rupiahs as dividends. The plan to hand out dividends was decided at a general meeting of the company's shareholders RUPS, held on Wednesday, April 7th. This was stated by Senior Vice President, Corporate Secretary of PT Antam, Kunto Hendra Pawoko, as reported by Antara News Agency. He remarked at the RUPS, held on Wednesday, the company agreed to pay out 35% of its net profits in 2020 as dividends to shareholders. In accordance with its policy, PT Antam pays out dividends in cash to all its shareholders at least once a year by taking into account its financial condition and corporate health level without reducing the RUPS rights. Now we move to international news. Australia has no current plans to change the rollout of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine in the country, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said, after Europe's drug regulator found possible links between rare blood clots and the vaccine. As reported by Reuters.com, April 8, he told reporters in Canberra on Thursday, April 8, that there is nothing to suggest at this stage that there would be any change, but the government will update further if there is any change to that. Australian authorities have ordered an urgent inquiry into the findings, though they continue to maintain that AstraZeneca doses were safe and effective for most people. Britain has pledged £43 million or $59 million to help people arriving from Hong Kong find jobs, houses, and schools under an initiative allowing millions to resettle after China's imposition of new security laws in the former British colony. As reported by Reuters.com, April 8, an escalating row with Beijing over reforms in Hong Kong has seen Britain open its doors to potentially more than 5 million people, offering them the chance to live and work in the country and eventually apply for citizenship. The bulk of the money announced on Thursday will be spent by the local government on programs to help with English language support and housing courses for new arrivals. The government will also launch 12 virtual regional offices to provide help with tasks like registering for healthcare and schools. These welcome hubs will also provide advice on how to set up businesses in Britain. The last item. Director of the Policy Support Unit at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, Dr. Dennis Hu, views that the digitization of global value chains, GVCs, can improve risk management and reduce logistical bottlenecks. As reported by Antara News Agency, during the webinar, Global Value Chains in the Post-Pandemic New Normal, on Wednesday, April 7th, Dennis Hu noted, although the trend toward digitalization predates the pandemic, digital solutions have now become a necessity rather than an option for many firms. However, Hu affirmed that boosting the resilience of these value chains necessities in considering policies, including those on data security and human capital management. The pandemic has expedited digitalization for both businesses and customers, with technology-driven production and distribution activities, as well as digital services now in place. With users better acclimatizing themselves to newfangled technologies, the flight to digital has presented a viable opportunity to the ASEAN Plus 3 region to upgrade and bolster its role in GVCs. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
In one recent week, extreme weather caused by the Seroja tropical cyclone hit many regions in Indonesia, especially East Nusa Tenggara and West Nusa Tenggara. The extreme weather triggered flash floods and landslides in the two regions, which killed many people. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency recorded until Wednesday evening, some 138 people died and more than 70 are missing. Until today, the searching is still ongoing. Casualties and property damage were caused among many by people's ignorance towards the weather data provided by the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Actually, an early warning had been given one day prior to the disaster. However, people's response to the warning is lacking. This low response ended up with the people and the government unable to reduce the risk during the disaster. If the regional government and the people respond well to the forecasts, the risk caused by the disaster can be anticipated or minimized. People and the regional government's minimum response to the warning was highlighted by President Joko Widodo. In a closed meeting on Tuesday, the head of state asked the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency to massively intensify the extreme weather warning. Answering the president's demand, the agency's head Dwi Korita Karnawati stated that the agency will routinely update the weather info and early warning. Therefore, checking weather forecasts must be a part of Indonesian people's lifestyle. The people should understand that the forecast is a result of science-based rational works. The forecast was made from analysis on atmospheric dynamics. This analysis should be used for anticipative efforts and reducing disaster risks.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forego the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, Today in History starts with the event on April 8, 1938, when the 7th UN Secretary General Kofi Annan was born. Kofi Atta Annan was born April 8, 1938. He is a diplomat from Ghana. Annan joined the United Nations in 1962 and worked for the Geneva branch of the World Health Organization.Then he served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January 1997 to December 2006. In 2001, Kofi Annan and the United Nations received the Nobel Peace Prize. On 18 August 2018, Kofi Annan passed away at the age of 80. Next event was in 1950, when the Delhi Treaty was signed. The division of Pakistan and India in 1947 resulted in communal riots. In 1950, an estimated 1 million Hindus from East Pakistan, who are now Bangladesh, and Muslims from West Bengal crossed the border. An atmosphere of violence was prevalent with deadly attacks on women and children. So on April 8, 1950, India and Pakistan signed the Delhi Agreement, which guaranteed all war refugees to return to their homes safely. The agreement was signed by Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru and Pakistani Prime Minister Liaquat Ali Khan. This agreement is also known as Liaquat Nehru Agreement. The last event was in 2013. On the death of Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Hilda Thatcher was the British Prime Minister with the longest term of 11 years from 1979 to 1990. She became the UK's first female Prime Minister. A Soviet journalist dubbed her Iron Woman, a nickname associated with her politics and uncompromising leadership style. She passed away on 8 April 2013 at the age of 87 due to a stroke. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Bola matamu memancarkan harum tubuhmu, mengalirkan getaran membuatku terpaku. Dihiasi lesung pipimu, menambahkan asmara saat ku menatapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku setiap minggu. Setiap waktu siapapun dirimu itu mewarnai hidupku. Terpesona pandanganmu, kamu kehadiranmu secara sinar mentari, memang sulit untuk dihindari.
Aku tak peduli berapa lama aku menunggumu.
with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about 800 protective trees were planted in Pariaman Beach. Some 800 protective trees from various types were planted at the beach in Taluak Village, South Pariaman District, Pariaman City, West Sumatra, during the visit of Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Tuesday. The trees were pinago, sea almond or Terminalia katappa, and pale. Pariaman Mayor Janius Umar on the occasion said the 800 trees were expected to make the area shady and cool, so it can be a new tourism destination in Pariaman. Besides that, the trees can also reduce the impact of abrasion and waves from tsunamis. There are 300 Terminalia katappa, 100 pale trees, and 400 pinago trees. Janius Umar said the beach will be named after the Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in Taluak. The naming was suggested by the people and local government after Ma'ruf Amin's visit. Janius Umar said it was for the first time a country leader to visit the area since Indonesia gained its independence. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia for today.
Biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang benar memang kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian.
Suara canda tawa dan senyum puas berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas. Tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang. Sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekeriang. Daraku berdentam dididididom
dididom. Jaga dididom.
Listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
the Lake Toba area has been designated as a super priority tourism destination. As a super priority tourism destination, there are a variety of interesting tourism objects that are being developed there. One of them is Sigurgur Beach. You must visit this beach when you go to Lake Toba, because Sigurgur Beach offers beautiful views of Lake Toba and the local wisdom of the local community. This beach is located in Cinta Dame Village, Simanindo District, Samosir, Regency. If you enter via Tomok, this place can also be reached within 30 minutes by motor vehicles. If you enter through Simanindo Port, the distance is very close to about 5 kilometers and can be reached in less than 10 minutes. To enter this beach, you are not charged an entrance ticket. Sigurgur Beach has a wide and sloping beach. You can freely play the sand on the beach. The waves are very small, so it's safe to swim. Besides swimming, you can also go water skiing or take a boat. Sigurgur Beach is also famous as one of the spots to enjoy the sunset. The beauty of the sunset on this beach is one of the favorite sights of tourists when visiting there. So don't miss the beautiful panoramic sunset on Sigurgur Beach. Sigurgur Beach has complete tourism facilities. One of them is a restaurant. This restaurant on the beach offers many kinds of typical Samosir food and drinks. There is also a modern coffee shop there. There is also a gazebo and a place to take rest. After being satisfied to travel to Sigurgur Beach, you can also visit other beaches which are located not far from Sigurgur Beach and are no less beautiful, such as Batu Hoda Beach and Parpaba White Sand Beach. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
and listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, Clara Demi Dwi Anissa Imansyari, a student of University of Muhammadiyah Malang, developed a mental health-based application called PAUD.id. This application prototype won first place in the 2021 Health Hackathon Innovation Competition some time ago. During the manufacturing process, Clara was assisted by four other team members who came from a number of campuses such as the University of Indonesia, Nusa Cendana University, Krida Wacana Christian University, and the Bogor Agricultural Institute. Competition, the participants are required to innovate in the field of public health. Clara and the team decided to innovate in the field of mental health. This was chosen because mental health is considered important amid the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition, the Indonesian people are not so familiar with the mental health. Therefore, they created an application where people can tell about the mental problems they are facing. Compared to other teams, Clara's team only took 4 days to compile a proposal and make a prototype of the application. Of all the teams that took part in the competition, only Clara and the team made a prototype. According to Clara, that's what made them get a plus from the jury. Clara explained some of the features in this PAUD.id application. First, there is a chat feature that allows users to interact with each other online. Second, there is a feature of consultation with experts in the field of psychology. Furthermore, there is a module feature that contains suggestions for several activities that can be carried out during the pandemic. These features are designed to make it easier for people to tell stories related to the mental health, both with other users and experts. In addition, it is also to lead users to do positive things. That was miscellany.
Begitu cepat memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya inginkan berdua. Tak perlu kau curi perhatianku, ku hanya untukmu. Tak perlu kau minta untuk mendekat.
Oh, pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikatku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada, rasanya hanya inginkan berdua. Tak perlu kau minta untuk mendekati, ku hanya ingin dekatmu. Two, I work hard and accomplish things, and I got so much more to bring. Three, well, I don't mean to brag about myself, and I don't wanna be like Bieber and love yourself. 'Cause I see what I like, and I like what I see.
Together we could be so happy.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, detecting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by The Lyot. The band at the beginning of their debut consisted of 6 members, namely Bartje van Houten as guitarist, Andre Gultom as saxophone, flute and vocals, Shamsuar Hashim as main vocals, Hairul Daud as drummers, Budiman Pulungan as keyboardist, Sangkan Panggabean as bassist, Yustian as second guitar player, and Johanny Fatmarida Susilo as flute and saxophone, and Totok as bassist. The name The Lyot became known to the public after releasing the single hit Titik Noda in 1972. This song, which was created by Bartje van Houten, tells the story of someone who is abandoned by his lover. All that remains is hurt feeling. Listener, here is Titik Noda by The Lyot.
Jadi gelap mendung kian menebar, terdengar tetesan air hujan, semua menambah kepedihan. Hujan pun turun semakin
Voice of Indonesia. Oh,
dosaku sampai ku
Indonesia.
Mengapakah kita harus berpisah dikala cintaku mulai bersemi? Bukanlah salahku, bukan salahmu. Jatuh cinta pandangan pertama. Kini telah ku sadari, aku mengerti. Tak mungkin aku kan memilikimu, karena kasihku yang tersayang, lepaskanlah diri ini, biarlah cintamu ku bawa bersama cintaku. Kembalilah engkau salah dikenal akan diriku. Sudah suratan kita yang menentukan, akhirnya kita harus berpisah. Sadari, aku mengerti. Tak mungkin aku kan memilikimu, karena dirimu kini telah berdua. Entah apa yang akan kurasa. Oh kasihku yang tersayang,
lepaskanlah diri ini, biarlah cintamu ku bawa bersama cintaku. Oh kasihku yang tersayang, lepaskanlah diri ini, biarlah
very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.